I'm Mark Herz. Conrad Farrell is just home from Iraq, a 26-year-old graduate of Williams College. He had surprised his family when he joined the Marines. Now he's surprised at how impossible life seems back home in the U.S. Conrad is the protagonist of novelist Roxana Robinson's latest novel. It's called Sparta. Roxana Robinson lives in New York City and Connecticut, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Oh, thanks so much. It's nice to be here.
In this novel, part of what leaves you kind of on tenterhooks sometimes is there's this double identification with Conrad, and he's so confused, and is he going to make it? And then there's the people around him. Can they do anything? And their frustrations. And it's as much about love as it is disconnection, it seems like, in a lot of ways.
It's very much about love. And one of the things that surprised me once I started delving into the military experience was I had thought before I started this project that war was about strategy and equipment and training and military tactics. And I've learned that it's about emotion. So that was the big surprise to me. And so when he comes back, emotion plays a huge part in his life. But it's his experience is something that's completely walled off from his civilian friends and his family. He simply cannot communicate it. And there's no way that he can. I mean, it's not Conrad's fault. You simply can't communicate that. And we've heard it over and over in every generation of veterans. Mm-hmm. People, my father came back from the war and he never talked about it. And it happened in World War I, World War II, Vietnam. They don't talk. And it's not because they've taken a vow of silence. It's because you can't explain it. You can't communicate it. And Conrad found that when he's trying to talk to the doctor at the VA. There's no way to communicate that sense of peril and urgency that they experience. So when he comes home, although he feels surrounded by the love of his family and his friends, it doesn't help him.
Yeah. And it's confusing to them both. Like he has almost these violent reactions to people reaching out to him, people even just physically touching him.
Yeah.
And it's so hard for both people on either side of that chasm.
And Conrad's mother is a therapist, and so that puts her into a sort of a doubly heightened position because she recognizes everything that's happening as a clinical professional, but she can't help herself as a mother. She can't keep herself from doing things that she shouldn't be doing. She keeps struggling to make Conrad talk, to get to reach him, and he can't stand it. So she's actually distancing herself from him as she's trying to reach him. And so it puts her into an excruciating position, and his father can see what she's doing. He can't help either. So they all become locked into a sort of a tangle of helplessness.
And I think you're interested in tangles as a novelist. Is that fair to say?
Tangles are where it's at.
Why is that?
Tangles, I mean, what I like about writing about close relationships is the complexity of it. There's never a black and white set of circumstances. Any two people who are close in a variety of ways. There are reasons that they hold themselves apart. There are reasons that they're drawn towards each other. All kinds of emotions enter into it. Love, protectiveness, dependence, vulnerability, and also the ones we don't like to admit. Rage, jealousy, resentment. They all play a part in any close relationship. So particularly with families, all of those elements play a part in any kind of conflict. And I think it's fascinating. And it's what Tolstoy wrote about. It's what Sophocles wrote about. It's what Shakespeare wrote about. I'm not aligning myself with them, but I mean, that's the struggle that really interests me.
Roxana Robinson is a novelist who lives in New York City and Connecticut. We were talking about her latest novel. It's called Sparta, just out now. Roxana Robinson, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Mark. A pleasure to come.